All right, well, I'll just kind of intro in here. And good morning. We're pleased to be joined on the phone here today by Ryan Wright. He is the acting labor secretary here with the Kansas Department of Labor. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. I wanted to get you on here to the program today because I know there's been a lot of challenges facing the department here, primarily due to the COVID-19 pandemic and some of the economic fallout from that. I guess maybe I'm not sure exactly where to start here, but you want to just kind of give us a broad overview of some of the challenges that your department has seen here in the last 8 months?
Absolutely. So since March 15th, the Department of Labor has paid out over 3.2 million weekly unemployment claims, totaling just over $2.3 billion. And to put that in perspective for folks, you have to go back 8 years to get to $2 billion in payouts. So this agency has done about 8 years' worth of work in the span of about 8 months. And so when folks, you know, ask me about the pandemic, it's really trying to explain the scale of this. So at the beginning of this pandemic, there were 20 people answering phones for the agency. We were at historic unemployment lows. And then within the period of 1 month, we went to historic unemployment highs. And so at the height of this, there were 1.5 million call attempts in one day to try and get through to 20 operators. And so when I came in to the agency at the very end of June, beginning of July, you know, my real task from the governor was, you know, get checks out the door and do what we need to do to stabilize the agency. And that's what I've been doing. So, for example, today we now have over 200 people answering calls. We still are trying to get everybody's call answered. You know, we've brought that down. We make it so that if you get into the call queue, you're only on hold for a maximum of 15 minutes, at the max. And so that's really good. And when I came on board, there were about 25,000 people, who had claim backlogs for regular unemployment. And we've been able to get that number down to around 6,000, and we're on target to continue reducing that and getting it down to zero. But we know that this agency has made some missteps. You know, the computer system we're using is 40 years old. It was put in place in the 70s. It's so old that there's not even our phone operators can't use a mouse on it. They have to actually do hard commands. So a lot of people who are hurting right now, trying to put food on their table or keep a roof over their head, don't want to hear that we have computer problems. But unfortunately, our antiquated systems, due to years of neglect, have a vote in this. And so we've been trying to overcome that. And I think we've been doing a good job. There's still work to be done, but I think we've turned a corner by and large in helping to get folks paid.
All right. And I know some people have been waiting weeks, maybe some even a couple months, but they just need to be patient, I suppose. And I know that's tough to hear, but they will eventually get their checks, correct?
So that's absolutely right. So where most of the frustration has come from is related to the what is called the PUA program, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. And what a lot of people don't understand is that's not actually a new program. That's actually an entirely new unemployment system. And so not since 1935 have states had to build out these new systems. And so this PUA system is really designed for 1099 workers, independent contractors, religious workers, and gig workers. And we've been able to pay out somewhere between 30 and 40,000 folks under that program. But there is still a backlog of about 25,000 in that program due to various reasons. I'm happy to tell you that we have finally put a critical piece of technology in place in building out that program. And so we're actually in the process of notifying all of those folks in that 25,000 backlog that they can now go ahead and file the missing paperwork that we need, and then we can adjudicate them and get them paid. And so while that's a large number, we actually, the adjudication process is fairly straightforward. So as soon as folks get the paperwork to us that we need, we can make a determination and pay that money out that they're owed. But if your listeners hear nothing else, I hope they hear that if you're owed $1 from this agency, and your claim is found to be valid, you will get paid that money. And we are in a race because most of these federal programs, including the PUA program, is set to expire on December 26th unless Congress takes action. Now, again, even if these programs expire, if folks are waiting on a decision from us or if they have a claim pending, we can still pay them out after that date, but we just can't pay new claims after that time. But really what we're looking at now is for Congress to take action. You know, folks are hurting. We have still, you know, tens of thousands of people on these programs, and they're going to lose all of these benefits around the holidays, and that's the absolute worst time. So we're hoping that Congress will act. There's nothing that we can do at the state level. This is a completely federally driven decision, and so we're hoping that you know, that our representatives and senators are able to take action and get these programs extended so people aren't losing their benefits right around Christmas.
Yeah. Again, speaking with Ryan Wright, he's the acting labor secretary here for the Kansas Department of Labor. You mentioned in there, as long as these are valid claims here, they will be paid. How rampant has fraud been here during the past few months?
We've seen a huge spike in fraud. This is not just a Kansas problem. This is happening nationwide. You know, I think almost all of this is centered around that PUA program because it is new and every state is having to implement this new system. I just saw a headline in California that prisoners, you know, were able to get, I think it was $140 million, give or take, from that program out there. We don't have those same issues here, but we are seeing a massive spike in fraud that we're dealing with in Kansas. So, for example, just in that program alone, we've stopped 157,000 fraudulent claims to date. And that's averaging about 2,300 fraudulent claims a day. So this is on a scale that we've never seen before. But what if folks get a letter from us, because what happens is they'll get a letter from us or their employer will get a letter saying that someone has filed for claims and they haven't done that. We've created a website, which is reportfraud.ks.gov, reportfraud.ks.gov. And that allows folks to, it's kind of a one-stop shop for folks. A lot of people don't know KDAL is actually a law enforcement agency. And so if they report it there, it will generate a police report to them and provide them with tips that they can take to help protect their identity. But, you know, a lot of people think that a KDAL system has been breached or a government system has been breached. That is not true. We've not had any of that happen to date. Thankfully, this is just regular identification theft that people are now using to apply for these unemployment claims. But to give you some idea of the scale of this, the Office of Inspector General for the U.S. Department of Labor estimates that this is costing taxpayers between $8 and $26 billion just in fraud. So it's just off the charts. And we are working with law enforcement or federal law enforcement agencies to hold these bad actors to account. But if folks feel that they've been a victim of fraud, they really should go to reportfraud.ks.gov. And we've added recently some enhanced features. So if you're a business, you can report fraudulent claims on behalf of your employees. And if you're a caregiver taking care of, for example, an elderly relative or somebody else, you can report in their name. But we just need to be vigilant and work together to make sure that we're stopping these fraudsters.
Yeah, no doubt. It's sad to think that that's going on to that level here, even during a pandemic.
Well, it's terrible because, you know, it slows everything down because it takes, you know, we have to make sure that we're being good stewards of taxpayer dollars. So if you've applied for that PUA program, you know, it just slows down that payment process even more because we have to make sure that these are valid claims before we can pay any out. And so everybody suffers, the victims of the identity theft, the victims of this economy, you know, that applied for this money. And, you know, we're just trying to, you know, provide enough resources so that we can move through that backlog. We've tripled the size of our fraud team, and we've, you know, brought on another almost 100 people to help with that adjudications backlog so that we can make sure and get people paid.
All right. As far as the, you know, the folks helping you there process these claims, have you grown your staff in that case? Because I know I think there were some staffing concerns early on.
We have. So, for example, in just the regular unemployment programs, you know, we started off. Our pre-COVID levels were around 155 people working in that entire division. And now we have, with our temporary surge staffing, around 360 employees. And with the PUA program, for example, that's that whole special system that didn't exist before the pandemic. We now have 110 folks working, you know, 56 people answering calls and another 40 helping to work through that backlog of claims. So it's just, again, the Department of Labor has around 400 permanent employees, and we've now brought on an additional probably give or take 300 or more temporary employees to help with this surge, and it's still not enough. We could add easily another 100. To help with this demand. So we're still getting around, even though the numbers have gone way down and we're on the right path, we're still getting around 11,000 calls a day. And, you know, if folks can't get through on the first time they try, they should keep trying. 80% of the calls get through within the first or second attempt. And again, we know it's frustrating when people get that. All circuits are busy, but what had happened before was people were waiting on the phone for hours, and then they'd run out of time and they wouldn't actually get to talk to an operator. We've changed that. So now folks, if they get in and they're on hold, they'll only hold for a maximum of 15 minutes, and then they will talk to an operator. So we know it's frustrating, but we're still dealing with a substantial increase in traffic, and we're bringing on additional resources. And so if folks can't get through, please keep trying, and we'll get that, get those numbers worked through. And if folks need benefits, they can also go to getkansasbenefits.gov, getkansasbenefits.gov, and there's some different, a lot of information can be gain from going there. People can apply for benefits.
Okay. Is there anything that the public can do from if they need benefits and maybe could help streamline the process so maybe it's not taking as long when they're on the phone with these workers?
Truly, so much of what we need can be done on the website through that getkansasbenefits.gov. Gov site, and a lot of folks think that they have to talk to an operator. That's not true. You can get through and get a lot of your questions answered there. And then if you can't, of course, we have a chat feature on the website to get other questions answered. There is a way to talk to a human through that chat feature as well. If you still don't have your questions answered, we've had over 2 million exchanges on that. Again, it's hard to imagine the scale of this, but they just need to keep trying. And you know, a lot of folks, what we're seeing are people calling back if they don't like the answer they're given. You know, unfortunately, those answers aren't going to change, and so every time they call back in trying to find a different answer, it takes up bandwidth so somebody else can't get through. So, you know, just continue to be patient. We know people are frustrated, but we are working quickly to stabilize these systems and get checks out the door. We've been doing that. Again, we've paid out 3.2 million weekly claims to date. And so we will continue working hard until we get every benefit out the door that is owed to people.
Very good. Well, it's I know it's a mess right now, and you guys are working hard to resolve it. We really appreciate the time here today to get this information out, because I think it's very important. And there may be some people here who got some questions answered they didn't know.
Well, I appreciate it. And just, I know people are desperate right now, and just know that we understand that. You know, the folks that work in this agency are, some of them are literally working 24 hours a day to make sure we're getting these claims paid. I know people, it's hard for people to believe that, but it is true. And, you know, these are the folks that they go to church with and see at the grocery store. And so we absolutely understand that people are struggling, and we are working as hard as we can to get these challenges overcome on the technology side so that we can get people paid. And we will make sure that if you are owed a dollar from this agency and your claim is found to be valid, you will get paid that money.
All right. Well, he's Ryan Wright again. He's the acting secretary for the Kansas Department of Labor, joining us here on KMAN's In Focus. Ryan, really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a great rest of your day.